The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
We face an urgent situation in the Rio Grande Valley. Last fiscal year, CBP apprehended more than 24,000 unaccompanied children at the border. By mid-June of this year, that number has doubled to more than 52,000. Those from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras make up three-quarters of that migration.
Yeah, so there you go. Again, there's Jeb Johnson talking about how brutal the situation is, a situation that we certainly know continues to get worse and worse. And the thing that's so ugly about it is the fact that a lot of what's happening at the border, we're not even sure just strictly is more than, well, we know it's more than kids. There's gangs and other things happening there. What a way to kick off this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I know you're getting ready for the big holiday. A lot of people trying to squeeze in a vacation starting next week because it's a weird day for 4th of July. I guess a good day, actually. It's a Friday, and people are stretching a couple days into that. But there is no rest for the Border Patrol as they are being just inundated with problems and trying to sort out who's getting flown where, and we're paying just thousands and thousands of dollars every single day. We're getting burned by this, and it's obviously a situation where this was not well thought out in any way. We have a humanitarian crisis that we created, made worse at the southern border. You have unaccompanied children, gang members, adults sneaking in, trying to enter the country, and it's jumped up because of that to more than 90%. It's just increased by over 90% from just last year. So now there's this push for immigration reform. And what does that mean? We're going to entice more undocumented immigrants to come across the border. You look at the kids, though, that are suffering, and they're the true kids that are stuck are like the pawns in this thing, where you've got a 5- and a 6-year-old. And seriously, that is still happening, even though with a stream of gang members and others. And how awful is that? Push your kid out from Guatemala because this is a hellish place to be. And in the papers, they're saying go to America. So do that. And for crying out loud, it's outrageous. What makes you send your child with a complete stranger, a coyote no less, that's what I'll use them, call them, thousands of miles into a foreign country? Some people would say, well, that's because they don't want to do it. They want a better life for them. You have to do it because of the violence in Central America. So that's why those kids are going there. And the crush of poverty, the wave of poverty in Central America, the violence that's gotten worse. Honduras especially has the most murders per capita of any country. Drug cartels, gangs. Kids are afraid because they don't want to be in gangs, and they're part of the gang initiation. So now more of these migrant faces are showing up, unaccompanied kids. And from Central America, it's actually now more than Mexico. So the numbers have gone up, up, up. The Republican House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte says that many of the Obama administration's policies have led to the surge of the minors arriving at the border. John Boehner says the lax enforcement at Mexico's borders are giving a free pass to immigrants trying to come into the United States. If you go back and you look at what happened during the Bush administration, and then you look at the Obama administration, and you look at deportation, they're saying deportation is up, that there's actually 3 million immigrants that will have been deported at the end of the Obama administration. I think it needs to be higher than that if what's really happening at the border is what we're seeing. I mean, seriously, the implications for all of us. And it is sad, and it is inhumane, and it is outrageous. And is this what we asked for? Jeff Sessions. Many of you have Jeff Sessions as your senator. Says that the president's program of relief for young immigrant dreamers brought to the United States as kids is incentivizing unaccompanied children to migrate with the promise of citizenship for anyone in the world who arrives illegally in this country by a certain age. I think it's a calamity of epic proportions, and I do think that that interpretation, that's it exactly. There's confusion as to what it means for the dreamer kids. So they're trying to escape what is a horrific life. But there's no place to go. And then the sending back, deporting thing, that's even worse. El Salvador, Honduras. Now, we have pumped money. This just happened. Joe Biden. Remember, we were talking about this in our last show. Joe Biden went down to say, hey, we're going to write some checks. We're pumping in almost $10 million to help the Central American governments work with their citizens to reduce crime and violence. However, the misinformation that is spreading across Central America about relief at the border, and you wonder, I mean, is this deliberate misinformation? Is it just stupidity? Who was in charge of this? How did these families believe that these kids were going to qualify? They don't qualify. And so then you've got to send them back. And I think that this is going to continue. It is shaky, to say the least. It is broken. Backed up, broken. Can it be fixed? Immigration. And then the hope of the people who want to immigrate legally is also crushed in the middle of this. It seems like the only one who's making out is the coyote, who's making thousands and thousands of dollars because of the people that want to get to the United States. Mm-mm-mm. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, in fact, coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk to Jeff Atticott. Coming up soon here, we're going to talk to Jeff Atticott about what's happening in Iraq, what's happening at the border, who's coming across the border here in the United States, and bouncing around in a couple of other places. He doesn't pull any punches in discussing Bo Bergdahl and what he thinks is a complete miscarriage of justice. Atticott, this hour of America Tonight. Also, we'll mix in your thoughts as we check the mailbag, and the mailbag was kind of all over the map. Some wanting to react about Iraq and the plan, some wanting to react about the border still, and a few other things in between. So hang with us, everybody. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
He's back again, and I'll tell you what, boy, it's perfect time to have Jeff Atticott on to toss things around with, especially with what we're seeing in the Middle East. He's a terrorism expert, and, you know, Jeff, as you watch what's happening in Iraq, and I thought of you as soon as all of this started happening, and we've talked so often about jihad and Sharia law and intent and all that. Tell us about this group that now has raised the most money of any terror group, from what I understand.
Well, you know, it's an interesting combination because they're obviously they're Sunni based, and they are a terrorist group. But you have, of course, the fact that the Shiites under Maliki have taken power. When we left in 2011, he almost excluded all the Sunnis from the government. And so they have the sympathy of the Sunni population, which is in the Sunni triangle. And that's where they've had all of their achievements and successes is in the Sunni triangle. Because the Sunni military, they're simply kind of going over to the other side. So even though many of the Sunnis do not agree with the terror tactics, they're looking at these folks and saying, well, it's better than the Shiites and being under their thumb. So they've actually have that. But you notice they're not going to take Baghdad. They're not going to go into the Shiite territory. They're simply going to carve out the Sunni territory and then set up their rule from there.
Yeah, talking about Nouri al-Maliki, why is this guy in the position that he's in the first place? Really, wasn't he weak from the beginning, and wasn't he exclusionary from the beginning?
Yes, he was. There's no question about that. We should have done what we did in World War II. When we conquered the Germans, when we conquered the Japanese, we went in and we basically told them, here's what you're going to do and here's how you're going to do it. We had the silly idea, you know, of democracy. Let everybody go out and vote. Well, that's not what democracy really is all about. If you stand for intolerance, then you don't get to vote. And in a country like Iraq and other Middle Eastern countries, they don't have democratic principles. So you're voting basically for, as we saw in Egypt, like the Muslim Brotherhood, for intolerance. And if that's the case, then you don't stand for elections. So we kind of fell into this illusion that, you know, people will choose for the better path, and that's just not, that's not subtle. When you have a country that has decades and hundreds of years of a very backward view of the concept that we take for granted in this country.
Yeah, so what do you think that that means as we watch all of this spill over for Afghanistan and ultimately the end of the road with Afghanistan?
Well, of course, Afghanistan is going to be a disaster, and that's why Obama released Bergdahl, because he has been trying for several years to get the Taliban to negotiate with him, because, you know, liberals always think if I could just talk to them and sprinkle magic fairy dust, they're going to love us and we'll negotiate and share our differences and all this other nonsense. So the Taliban basically gave President Obama half the peace side and said, we're not negotiating with you unless you give us our top four-star generals, the five that are in Guantanamo Bay. So Obama agreed to release those people. Bergdahl was simply a pawn in his effort to get the Taliban to go to the table. And, of course, now that Bergdahl is released, the Taliban is, if they do go to the table, you know, they're not going to do what President Obama wants. What President Obama wants is to leave Afghanistan without having the narrative that we were driven out, because the Taliban is going to step up their attacks, because that's the narrative they want to portray, that they drove the Americans out, and have that as their rallying cry for thousands of new recruits as they take over the country once again.
Wow. Scary, scary stuff. And then we see also the relationships and what's evolving there, that you have the Secretary of State, John Kerry. In my opinion, Jeff, he wasn't over there fast enough anyway. But how would you say the administration from that perspective has handled things?
Well, you know, John Kerry is a liberal's liberal, as President Obama is, as Hillary Clinton is. They're disoriented to reality. They come up with these silly ideas. We're going to have a reset button, and everybody will just love us, and we're going to just be so wonderful by the presence of our personality. And these people look at our leadership as jokes. You know, really, that's what you think about the world. All they understand is the strong man. And right now they perceive that this president is not the strong man, and therefore they have no respect for American might. And even though we have the mightiest army in the world, they're simply kicking sand in our eyes, and they know that nothing will happen. And so they have no respect for us, and they have no fear for us, and therefore we have very little leverage with these people, because we're not going to use our heavy weapons. We're not going to go back into Iraq. They know that. And so these shuttle diplomacy things are nothing more that we saw with the Paris Peace Accords, with North Vietnam, the same old nonsense. You know, you're going to negotiate with these individuals that are basically totalitarian murderers. Not going to happen.
The former VP, Dick Cheney, says, you wait and see, that this is vicious enough that this is the group that can spread into the United States. What do you say to that?
Well, he's right. I mean, you know, we have two categories of jihadists. We have our domestic homegrown jihadists, and when they plan an attack here in the homeland, they're about 90% unsuccessful. Most of the plots have been broken up. They've been prosecuted by the Department of Justice. A few of them got through, like the folks in Boston and one here in Texas, but the majority don't get through. When Al-Qaeda Central plans an attack, they're about 50 to 60% successful in their attacks. They have a higher rate of success because they have more skills, they have more intelligence, they have more assets to plan and put together these sophisticated attacks, whereas our homegrown folks, they're very dedicated to the cause, but, not very sophisticated in the planning aspect of conducting an attack.
Being in Texas, when you see what's happening at the borders now, especially with these new immigration policies kicking in, do you fear that even there, that's where somebody could slip in? Because certainly it'd be much easier, I would think, to come through our southern border than it would be through the north.
It's already happened. We convicted somebody in San Antonio 2 years ago, a member of Al-Shabaab, and before he invoked his Miranda rights, he says, oh, yeah, by the way, I smuggled in several Al-Qaeda operatives in the United States already. And then he invoked his Miranda rights. So, yeah, there's that possibility. And, you know, it's amazing to me that, that liberals will avoid the issue and the reality that every nation has a right to protect its border. I'm all for immigration as long as it's legal immigration. I am against illegal immigration, as any rational person should be.
Yeah, why is it that when you say that, it's like everything rains down on your head that you're just evil and you're not a humanitarian, and how could you think that? Is it just that, you know, here it is, you're playing for either one team or the other, and people aren't paying attention to what we're really seeing at the border, like what you just mentioned?
Yeah, it's a disorientation to reality, and, you know, I'm painting a very broad brush, but liberals, that's how I define them. They are disoriented to reality. They don't understand the simple concepts of, you can't negotiate with totalitarian regimes. They think you can. They think the military is some type of a political tool. No, the military is to be used for self-defense and in crushing the enemy. So they have a whole different idea, a whole different worldview that will lead, in my opinion, to the collapse of the nation sooner or later.
Last one, you mentioned you're there, of course, in San Antonio at St. Mary's and Bo Bergdahl and the reintegration process. What do you think ultimately is going to be the end of the line for him? What do you think after the investigation they're going to decide?
Well, from all that I've heard and anecdotal evidence that I've received, the guy's a traitor. He should be shot. He's a deserter in time of warfare, and that is the penalty for desertion in warfare, is the death penalty. The military didn't classify him that way initially because it's a thought that's so abhorrent to our military esprit de corps that one of our own would side and go with the enemy. It's just unthinkable. And so because we didn't want to think about it, we just kind of gave him the benefit of the doubt. But clearly, from all the facts, this guy is a deserter. What was his motivation, whether he was a flower child and just wanted to go to the other side to give peace a chance, or whether he wanted to give intelligence to the enemy, I can guarantee you the enemy did not receive him with open arms. The Taliban tortured him and beat him and gave him a good dose of reality. Whether or not that would do him any good is unclear.
Yeah, and the sad part about that, too, as you know, is the fact that his platoon members, went after him to find him, as was the military credo, you know, don't leave a man behind. And you know this, Jeff, that there were a couple that were actually killed. There's some dispute as to, oh, gee, was that actually what happened? And was it in the line of duty of trying to find him? But certainly that's at least what several of the soldiers in his platoon are saying, and I think that makes it that much more disturbing, don't you?
Yeah, and those, you know, who's lying? The upper echelon that says that they weren't out to find him, or the soldiers on the ground that know better? The upper echelon is lying to protect this narrative. But I always say, when people give me that line about we knew no soldier behind, that's true. But he left us behind. We never left him behind. And I wouldn't expend one penny going after him once it was established that he had taken off his uniform and walked out to join the enemy. Game over. You left us behind, my friend.
Yeah. All right, we're ending on that. Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, thank you so much.
Thanks, Kate.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen
a total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Baby, I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but and I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
Come on, baby. Come on, girl.
How about that Jeff Atticott? You know, he pulls no punches. You got to love that about the guy. And he's been a terrorism expert, really, for America Tonight. He's been on this show for probably the last 5 years, and I'm glad we found him. And he's somebody who served, and he was a lawyer in the Navy, and he helped run St. Mary's. In fact, he founded St. Mary's in San Antonio and travels around the world. People ask to come in and teach them about terrorism, including Congress. Congress has talked to Jeff Atticott about several things that have happened. So on that note, let's turn our attentions to the people who listen to America Tonight. If you ever have anything that's bugging you on your mind, you want to vent, kick it to us through the miracle of snail mail, americatonight.net. On that note, let's check those emails.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Frank, he says, Kate, are we crazy or what? I can't believe the nonsense at the border. And I will tell you, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I think some of the rhinos are ridiculous, and I think they don't have a shred of humanity in them. However, we're actually on the same side of this one. We cannot continue to allow illegals to overrun our country, particularly when there are ads being taken out in papers all over the place, inviting them in. It does make one wonder what was behind this plan. There was no plan to actually handle the amounts of kids especially, which is very sad, coming in. But what about the nefarious types, as you would say, the gang members, the drug lords, etc., who must be laughing their heads off at the distraction that has been created because of the chaos? Yeah, good note, because absolutely, if you've got all this chaos, this whirlwind going on, how can you possibly do the regular cat and mouse game? Because it's not physically possible. There's not enough Border Patrol agents to do that in those sparse areas. Not if we're talking about Tijuana, or even if we're talking about Juarez. But Juarez is a place where if anyone's going to cross, they still use coyotes. They go over the Rio Grande, and they're not doing it at the bridge unless you're trying to go across legally. So that's a whole different thing, just like at Tijuana. But sure, it creates a huge distraction. Absolutely. Got another one on that from Kim, who says, Kate, my husband listens to your show. He turned me on to it, so we're both third shifters now. I listen. I'm starting to spread the word. I got to tell you, it's very disturbing what we're allowing to happen at our southern border. What other country lets that happen? I know we are a nation of immigrants. There is always that argument. But think of the people who came before, who killed themselves to get to America and legally immigrated, and what they had to go through to become a citizen. Think of the people currently who get sworn in, who take the oath, take the citizenship test, and in some cases have spent every cent to make it legal. It's just not fair anymore. It would be one thing if a few people came through the funnel. It'd be one thing if we were talking about a couple of million. But the outrageous amounts of people coming in is something we can't afford. So it's inhumane and it's on all of us. What are we supposed to do? It feels like we need to really secure the border and not just talk about it. What do you say? Well, what I say is that. Except for, it's like you give lip service to it. So when we say secure the border, what does that mean? Does that mean we come up with some more deep pockets and lots of Border Patrol agents, which is an impossibility when you think of the distance we're talking about anyway? Are we talking about giant walls, like almost fantasy walls that we see in the movie Divergent, for example? What is it that we can do that we haven't done? Well, we can come up with a plan. We can really examine, decide, go through ways to do more than say, oh, we need to secure the border. Although it doesn't seem so likely. It really feels like we're just going to turn more toward an amnesty type of program, hope it works, and then figure out other ways to secure the border, because not a lot has changed. A few little things have been implemented. There have been more Border Patrol agents that have been hired, but nowhere near the amount. And trust me, coyotes who make a ton of money off of the human capital that they're bringing over, the cargo, they don't want that gravy train to end. They're clever. They find other ways to get around it. You wouldn't believe some of the tunnels that you would think you would know about that have been dug in the name of pulling people across, and pulling drugs across, too, by the way. Yeah, it's sad to see that. So this was not properly, I don't think it was. I don't think it was probably properly thought out. So what happens when everybody decides to make a run for the border? And that's what it's like. And who can blame them? And from the other perspective, if I'm in Central America and I have three kids and I'm doing anything I can to do what I can for my kids, but I can't do anymore. And everybody in the neighborhood is saying, listen, get these kids on a train, get them out of here. They can walk the rest of the way. We'll pay some money. We'll do whatever we have to do. Let them blend in and get across the border because they'll have a much better chance. Which seems like a movie from 200 years ago, doesn't it? But that's what part of what is happening. And then there are the coyotes, the drug cartel guys that are still finding ways to get across if they have to get across, but they've already had some of those routes. And the gang members are even scarier. I think the gang is even scarier because they don't care what it is they do. They're not worried. From all we can tell, it's not like old style mafia. Not that I'm saying the mafia is great, but gangs versus what happened in the streets of New York and Five Points and stuff, you can't even compare it. Can't even compare it. Here's one from Sam who says, Kate Delaney, long time no talk. Hi to everybody listening to America Tonight. I'll tell you what I'm so tired of hearing about, but now it's kind of been buried under a layer of Iraq, the border, and a series of other mishaps that go on daily, is the VA and how many people have been killed in the name of waiting for an appointment. I don't understand how we can have a voluntary military, and yet when people come back, let them wait, push them on a fake list, figure out ways around it, and not offer them the chance they need at getting back to real life. It seems just despicable to me that we can ask people to give up their families, their time, and then ultimately tell them when they come back, we have no time for you, we have no spots for you, you'll just have to wait. Got to change that, no matter what it costs. Yeah, I agree. We have to change it, no matter what it costs. They're talking today about how much it was going to cost, and the CBO said it was a crazy number, like $50 billion or whatever it is, $80 billion, $50 billion. It keeps varying, but I'm going to say it's $50 billion, and you got to figure out a way to pay it. Now they're saying that 23 patients have died because of delayed care. And this report that came out, the title of it, Friendly Fire, Death, Delay, and Dismay at the VA. And it shows that there are more patients than they've been talking about, more deaths that have been linked to all the issues affecting the VA hospitals and the clinics. And it is, how many people are not going to think it's outrageous? Give me a D, give me an R, give me an I. I can't believe that this would go on down on political lines, at least for the masses. Anyone who thinks that this is okay the way it's been handled, it hasn't been handled right from the beginning. And they think that because of the problems at the various VAs, it might be maybe 1,000 that have died because of the malfeasance at the VA. You got to give access to private hospitals. I mean, that's what has to happen. I mean, come on. It's interesting, too, because if you look at, I'll tell you, a guy who really raises the awareness and has for a long time is Senator Tom Coburn, who is a cancer survivor. I want to say he beat it 3 times, something like that. But more than that, he gets the need for you got to get in there and see somebody. So his office says the VA has allocated about $20 billion since the beginning of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan to non-health-related projects like office makeovers, unused kitchen or unused software licenses, undocumented purchases on government debit cards, funding of call centers that received like maybe 2.5 calls a day. Boy, $20 billion down the drink. Ridiculous. And then they've got construction projects in Orlando and Vegas, Denver, New Orleans, costing an extra $1.5 billion because of excessive expenditures. Come on now. Somebody has to take charge. Someone has to do that. All right, coming up, odds and ends here on America Tonight.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
That 4th of July is not on Thursday, it's on Friday. In fact, let's go to Matt Johnson because he is the walking calendar. Matt, were you confused as to what day the 4th of July was on?
Never. I would never get confused about something like that.
You thought it was on Tuesday, then Wednesday, then Thursday.
I'm just not going to show up anymore because it,
oh, no.
We have 5 4th of Julys in a row, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yes, what you're hoping. You're hoping you win the lottery, so every day is the 4th of July.
Oh, no. If I win the lottery, I'll definitely keep coming in.
Listen, what you need to do is, I know you wouldn't be into the politics of any sort, but couldn't you just for a while kind of hang with Hillary Clinton when she's getting $225 a speech? You got to figure, if you were helping her with the with a speech in some way, even if you were the third guy on the speech writing team, you'd have to be making pretty good money.
Well, no, I'd have to get my own circuit, how to get rich.
How to get rich.
And it's by giving speeches. That's how you get rich.
Right. Only you have to somehow get hired for those speeches. And if you're not Hillary Clinton or Bush or somebody else that has a big name in politics or a mega celebrity, it's a little more difficult.
I'll figure it out.
All right. He's got to go back and figure out 4th of July. I think a lot of people, actually, it's funny. I think a lot of people thought 4th of July was on next Thursday, but it's not. It falls on a Friday. A lot of people will take Thursday off maybe and stretch it into a longer weekend. But no, just in case you were like, Matt, the 4th of July is definitely not on, not next Thursday. It's a Friday. Which, speaking of that, next week I am going to be in California for a couple of days, so you will hear me at the beginning, just at the very beginning of the show, checking in. I'm at an undisclosed location that I will tell you about when I arrive. So how about that? Speaking of arriving, part of Odds and Ends, certainly on this show, we hammer politics and everything else in between, right? So six-term incumbent Thad Cochran from Mississippi, it was like $17 million spent on getting him reelected. Had a huge Tea Party scare. I mean, he was really in a giant fight. He barely escaped, and this was a runoff deal. Because in the primary, this was the showdown, because there was no clear-cut winner. And he almost bit it again. I think a lot of veterans are very worried about their seats with the midterm elections coming up. So with 100% of the precincts in, he narrowly pulls this out, and what a serious challenge it was. He had a 51-49 lead over Chris McDaniel, who forced Cochran into the runoff after both fell just short of the 50% threshold needed to, of course, avoid a longer contest. In the primary, it was McDaniel who edged out Cochran by less than 1,500 votes, so what a bizarre twist. You know, this is, and there was a whole bunch of negative ads the first time around. Second time, it wasn't about that. Second time, it was more about the issues. There were a lot of people that came to the aid of the incumbent, let's say. You know, Mississippi law, because somebody asked me this, Mississippi law allows anyone to vote in the runoff. I mean, anyone. That means Democrats could go to the polls so long as they didn't vote in the Democratic primary, and they don't plan to support their party's candidate in the general election. So the thought is the extra votes that Cochran got were made up of some of the Democrats, especially African Americans, who are about 37% of the population. And Cochran actively reminded voters that he was the one who got money for programs like Head Start and medical centers in the state, and that may have been what pushed him over. That tactic might have pushed him over. And then there was another close race too, where the Democratic congressman from New York, who was first elected to the House of Representatives 44 years ago, Charlie Rangel, has victory in probably his last time around. He says it's his last reelection campaign. That makes sense. So he edged out a state senator who came close to pushing him out in the primary a couple of years ago. He held on to a 47-44 lead over the challenger, and there were a couple of other candidates that grabbed up the rest of that vote. But that's, there you go again, another four-decade veteran of Congress. And this is one of the things people talk about that's so infuriating, that there should be, and a lot of you millennials who listen to America Tonight say there should be term limits, that this is part of the problem. We don't want to see the same faces over and over again. And he's back again for his last time. I mean, this is it after that. So we get closer to these midterms. Look out. I think it's a Russian roulette. Anything can happen. Seriously. Senate, does it go the way, the six votes, the way of the Republicans, or does it stay the same? There's a good chance there could be a big, I think, switch there. And it's interesting. It's interesting to handicap what's going on. I say this all the time. I mean, you have to care. As much as people want to be apathetic about it, it's too bad more people don't vote. Because, listen, if there is an election that you can affect with votes, the elections that you can affect are the lawmakers. You could argue about presidential, and you could argue about how there's not as much of an effect there. But certainly when it comes to local politics, when it comes to who's representing you in Washington, if more people paid attention, and look, there's the prime example. You see how you had a couple of close races there with some incumbents who had been around for a very long time, and we all know what happened to Eric Cantor. So that shows you, if you really have it in for who's representing you and you don't think they're doing a good job, you need to get people to go out and vote. And the more you turn out the vote, the more possibilities of making that change. And hopefully there's a better alternative. Speaking of alternatives, because it is kind of that Tech Tuesday thing, the iPhone 6. I mean, how many iPhones are there going to be? I was like thinking this today. How many times you got to change out your iPhone? This one is now going to be bigger. It's going to have a bigger screen. The display screens that are 4.7 inches and 5.5 inches across, now they're going to kind of leap up from that, from what the 5S and the 5C was. I mean, they're just printing money because some people cannot get enough of the new thing. They got to get the new phone, whatever it is, because it can dance, sing, and pay your bills. It's crazy what you can do with iPhones now. And they've been waiting for this for a long, long time, for this next one to come out. And then there is also the Apple smartwatch, which it will come out this fall. It's going to have a 2.5 inch screen, and it'll be kind of rectangular. Steve Jobs, God rest his soul, boy, he knew what to do, how to tie up an empire, didn't he? And I guess the sky's the limit. Every single year there's going to be a new iPhone. It's almost, see anyone with an original iPhone? I don't know. Can you even walk around with an original iPhone? I suppose you could. I even actually know a few people that have flip phones. This is odds and ends, right? Flip phones are a sure sign that you are old school. But it's got to be a lot cheaper to have that flip phone, that's for sure. Any thoughts on the show? You can send it to me, americatonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.